Shvius, Per Gimel, Mishnah Dalad, 3-4. The final Mishnah here that talks about fertilizing one's fields. And here we're talking about the issue of the animals themselves. The animals have to be penned up somewhere in your field. And wherever you pen them up, they're going to do their business and make dung on the floor. And that's exactly how one normally fertilizes his fields. He's medayer esadehu. He encloses certain areas off where he puts the sheep inside, and those sheep will be sort of trapped in that pen and do their business fertilizing that area. And then he would move the pen over a little later to a new place, and he would once again fertilize the field by the animals doing their business over there. The problem is you have to put your animals somewhere, but if you put your animals in your field, it looks like you're fertilizing your field. So how we're going to discuss the question of how one can enclose the animals in his field and yet not look like he's doing it for the sake of fertilizing. And the Mishnah says, "Hamadayer es sadehu." If one encloses his field and with a corral, with the sheep inside it, which is normally done for the sake of fertilizing the field, but he's not doing that here because of the Shemitah year, "Oseh sahar leveh sasayim." The first rule is, he has to limit the size of that corral to being just two base saw in size. Again, 50 by 100 almost is the size of a base saw, of two base saw. Roughly, now we're talking four tennis courts, okay? Now, the animals can't stay in that particular corral forever. They're going to be knee-deep in dung, and it's not healthy for them. It doesn't make sense. So you're going to have to alternate the place in which they are initially confined to a new place. And the mission therefore says, no problem. Just it imagines that the animals are enclosed in an area by four quasi-movable walls. So we're going to say you're going to remove three of the walls and then build them like a mirror image on the other side of that fourth wall. So we'll call the fourth wall the middle wall because it's the middle of the mirror image. And you'll move the other three to the other side of that fourth wall, enclosing a new area adjacent to it. I think this might be easier with a little picture. I'll actually make a picture in a moment, and I'll upload it with this Mishnah. In any case, if it's not clear. So here we say, what you do is, oker shalosh ruchos, you remove three of the four walls around. Let's just say for argument's sake that you're going to build the second pen to the east of the first. So you'll leave the eastern wall intact of the original pen. You'll take the northern, the southern, and the western wall, and you'll transpose them to the eastern side of what was the furthest east wall. Now you'll leave the east wall where it is, and what was, let's say, the west now becomes the new east wall, and the old north becomes a new north, and the old south becomes a new south wall. And you have a new now rectangular area just to the east of the original place you enclosed. Also, that will be a total of two saw in size, a base saw slime. So the mission therefore says, do that's what you do. And that way you'll be able to alternate between two enclosed areas, but doing a minimum of spreading of animals around your field. By keeping that middle wall intact, not moving it, you've done the absolute minimum amount of relocation of the animals. So there's no spreading of dung any wider than necessary in your field. That's what the Mishnah says again inside. Hamadayres sadehu, if one encloses his field with animals, osa sahar lebesa saim, the confined area, the corral for those animals should be just two base saw in size. And then when you have to move them to another location, oker shalosh ruchos, take three of the four walls, umeniach esa emtzait, leave the fourth wall in the middle, and therefore nimtza, it'll come out, medayer base arbat sain, the total amount of area of your field, which has been enclosed between the two corrals, which you'll alternate between, is a total of four base saw, no more than that. Rishim ben Gamliel Omer, Rishim ben Gamliel is more lenient. He says you could have not a total of four, but rather a total of eight base saw. He says base shmona sign is allowed. So in his picture, according to the Bar Tanura, it would look that you slowly rotate these animals in like a, I'll call it a circle, meaning you first, you, as I described before, you'll have your initial two base saw area. You'll move three of the walls to the east, let's say. So now you've got a pen just directly to the east of the old pen. And then, let's say, for argument's sake, you'll move it to the north of that second location, meaning you'll keep the northern wall in place, and it'll take the what was south, and I'll make it the northern wall, and you'll make a new east and west wall from the old east and west wall. So it becomes like sort of like an L shape. And then a fourth time you can move it back to the west again. It'll be directly north of your original pen, That'll be the fourth area. And in theory, you can go in a circle and round again. The point is, you totally have four pens, each of two besa, for a total of eight. Besa is the total area that you'll be able to be confined to in terms of your total field and where you pen in your animals. Okay? The Mishnah continues on by saying, Haisakol Sadeo Beis Arba Sa'in. What happens if your entire field is just four sa'in size? Meaning, the lach is like the Tanakama. You're allowed to enclose a total of four besa, two and then another two alternating back and forth. But what happens if that's your entire field? Then that's exactly how you would have conducted yourself in the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. You would have your animals penned up in that area alternating so that all the field gets fertilized. So now what do you do to make sure it doesn't look like you're fertilizing your fields as you've done in previous years? So the answer is, Mishar Memena Miktsas, just leave a little piece of your field never included in either of the two pens, enclosures, and that way there's a certain piece of your field that never gets fertilized, and that at least, Mipnei Marasa Ayin, at least people who look at you will not suspect you of fertilizing your field, since it's clear you've left a certain piece of your field unfertilized by never including that area, that corner, in your either one of your enclosures. Umotzi min hasohar v'nos nosoch sadeu k'derech hamezablin. Now, you're going to have to remove the piling up dung from each enclosure when it's not being occupied by the animals. So what do you do with that? No problem. Just pile up the dung as per the specifications of what's normal for piling up dung, as we specified in Mishnah's Beis and Gimel of this Masechta, of this Perek. We just said how to do it. So you just follow those rules of making a total of three piles per Beisa, and each pile should be at least 10 mashpelos, 10 containers full, etc., etc. And that way, everything will be A-okay, and that will end now these set of four Mishnayos about fertilizing one's field or not fertilizing one's field, and not looking like one's fertilizing one's field on Shemitah.